Hi, thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so freaking thankful that you decided to listen to this podcast. I am a passionate entrepreneur who is obsessed with helping others show up unapologetically. Here's the thing. I spent my entire life showing up how I thought I was supposed to, because then I was going to be happy. It was once I realized that when I would show up as myself unapologetically, that I was going to start finding my passion and my purpose, which was helping others do the same. I take my job very seriously with helping you through my life tips, my life tricks that I have had, and some stories and rants that you're going to hear along the way. I just want to thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast, because this is what's changed my life. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I'm your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am super excited. I am bringing you an impromptu episode today. Yesterday was straight chaos, and that is reality, and I'm going to own that. But the cool thing is I was able to ask my following what you guys wanted to hear, and it was bizarre. The amount of you who said, what can I do to keep going, to keep showing up, to stay focused, to not stop. And it baffles me that that is something that we still to this day have to battle. But the cool thing is, because we have battled it for so long, we have found so many remedies, so many ways to keep going, that I want to be able to share that with you now. I think number one, the very first thing is you have to understand why you're showing up, whether it's in your job, whether it's in your journey, whether it's in whatever your goal is. Maybe your goal is to save money. Maybe your goal is to be able to retire your husband. Maybe your goal is to be able to build a house. If you are doing it for superficial or outside rules or reasons, you will always find yourself coming up with excuses and seeing yourself not show up. So for example, because I know a lot of you guys who follow me really are at a place where you're trying to honor your body, love your body, make yourself feel your best. Sometimes when you get so focused on what the outside goal is, you forget what it can do for the inside. So if you're wanting to lose weight because you were trying to fix an internal problem with exterior results, you will always fall short, because you will never get the external validation or the external expectations instantly. So when you have yourself showing up for a goal that is not actually congruent with what is really important to you, you will not keep going. So maybe it's not that you have an issue of showing up and have an issue of staying consistent. You have an issue not actually asking yourself why this is important to you. When is the last time that you ask yourself why you wanted this goal, whatever it is? Have you asked yourself what it's going to look like, what it's going to feel when you get there, what it's going to do for you to reach that goal? Have you asked yourself and gotten really real with recognizing what it will mean to you? Because if it is something that you are just trying to do in hopes of becoming happier, in hopes of it making you happier, I want to tell you right now that if you don't find joy in creating your reality, becoming to that goal is not going to bring you joy. So if that goal is to lose 20 pounds, to be a size 6, whatever the physical goal is, if you find yourself not enjoying the process, getting to that goal will not make you happier, because you could wake up tomorrow 20 pounds less and you will still fight the same demons that you're currently fighting. So when you're asking yourself, how do I keep going? It's not really about keeping going, but keeping clarity into why this is important to you, what it matters to you. Like, what does it mean to reach that goal? When you can picture yourself living in that truth, can you imagine yourself being 20 pounds less? What would that do for your life? And more than likely, if you would sit down and ask yourself that question, you would recognize that sometimes the goals that you're putting on pedestals are not even your goals. Maybe you need to ask yourself 7 levels deep, what's the why? If it's the physical goal, okay, but why would that be important to you? And then ask yourself that again and ask yourself that again until you get to the point where you recognize that the thing that you're actually showing up for is not the 20 pounds, is not the size 6, it's not the house, it's not the money. It is the feeling that you think you are going to get when you achieve that goal. And if you can get really real with yourself and give yourself the ability to take a pause, the ability to ask yourself those questions, you are going to find yourself feeling so much better about yourself during that journey. So if your first instinct was, I want to be able to lose weight, when you ask yourself why, and you keep asking yourself why until honestly it pulls at your heartstrings and you're just like kind of have a lump in your throat and you feel like you have an avocado that you can't swallow, that's when you know that you're actually at your goal. And when that's in front of you, quitting isn't an option, because you know that you cannot live with yourself without knowing what it is going to feel like to accomplish that. If you make it really real about you want to make an example for your daughter, that is so different than saying you want to lose 20 pounds. And when it comes to those hard days, when it comes to the times when you want to quit, the times when you don't feel like to keep going with air quotes, when you put that in front of you and you say, well, I don't feel like it because, if you put, I don't feel like it because I don't feel like losing 20 pounds, you could get over that. You can convince yourself of anything. But if you're like, I don't feel like showing up because I don't feel like my daughter deserves an example, man, that's going to gut punch you so much more than those external results. The new house isn't going to make you happy. The 20 pounds less isn't going to make you happy. It's the why behind what you think getting that result is going to bring you in the emotion. So it's more than anything asking yourself, how can I get to those results during the process? How can showing up daily for myself make a difference to my daughter? How would it feel to have your own house? What goal are you wanting that you are having in the forefront of your mind that you think that external result is going to bring you internal validation? And so I want to give you the clarity right now. Ask yourself, what is it that you are so set on that you believe is going to bring you the happiness that you're searching for, bring you the result, bring you the clarity, bring you maybe the closure that you're looking for? Ask yourself seven levels deep, what is the real why you think that is going to bring that for you? And when you figure that out and you find yourself wanting to quit, you find yourself not wanting to show up, you find yourself not feeling like doing the work, when you put that in front of you, it makes it really freaking hard to not show up for those goals. So maybe it's not that you need to figure out how to keep going, but maybe you need to figure out how to get clarity. Because when you have the clarity, showing up, it's not that hard, because you know what it's costing you. You know what it's like if you don't show up for that. You know what your life looks like without it, and you're not willing to live that way. That right there, that's how you keep going, friend. Thank you guys so much for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I would appreciate it if you could subscribe and maybe give me a rating for what you love about this podcast. I appreciate all the reviews, and your love and support means more to me than you will ever know.